Good morning, everyone. Today we're talking about Jesus' brother, earthly brothers. Jesus' earthly brother is one of the disciples who take up after him. And he wrote this chapter 5, Misum of Riches. I will read this chapter first, then I'll come back and read the scripture of the chapter and give you my thought, what the chapter meant and what it means. Here we go. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your misery, which are coming upon you. Your rich and your rich have garment, and your your riches have corroded, and your garment has been moss eating. Your gold and your silver have rusted, and your rust will be a witness against you, and will consume your flesh like fire. It is in the last days that which have corrupt, that which have you have, you have stocked up your treasure. Behold, your pay of your labor, who mow your field, and which have been helded by you, cried it out against you, and the outcry of those who have the harvest have reached the ear of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived luxury on the earth and lived at least the life of wanted pleasure. You have fattened your heart in the days of slaughter. You have condemned and put to death the righteous man. He does not resist you. Exhortation. Therefore, be patient, brother, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer wait for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it, until it gets its early and late rain. You too be patient. Strengthen your heart, for the coming of the Lord is near. Do not complain, brother, against one another, so that you yourself may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. As for example, brother, for suffering and patience, take the prophecy who spoke in the name of the Lord, which count those blessings who endures. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord dealing with the Lord. It is full of mercy, compassion. But above all, my brother, do not swear, neither by heaven or by earth, or which any other oath. But your yes is to be yes, and your no, no, so that you may not be under judgment. Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elder of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointed him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offering in faith will restore him restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, count these. Therefore, confess your sin to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effort prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Elijah was a man with a nation like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it should not rain on the and it shall rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produce its fruit. My brother, if any among you strayed from the truth and one turned him back, let him know that he who turned a sinner from his error of his ways will save his soul from death and will confess with cover of many of sin. Now, I'm going to read the scripture again, but I'm going to give you my thought. Tell you the meaning, what the scripture may be saying to you, and so that you can understand. I'm breaking it down for you can understand more. All right, number one. Come now, you rich, weep. When he tell you weep, you're going to start crying. You're going to start crying. And you say, and how? And how you going to feel the pain what you done to your neighbors? The bad things you have done. That's why he wants you to come now and weep and cry. And cry. Because your misery are coming upon you. Your misery have caught you and caught up with you with the bad things you have done to people. Your friend, your brother, your sister, even with your mom and dad. Number two, your rich have rotted, and your garment has become moss eaten. When you see a rich have rotted, all your rich people that, and I say all, I meant to say all of them, because see, all rich people not bad, all rich people not evil. But you got some out there do the thing that can get by more and more, making more money out you. Beating you out of more things, taking more things away from you. You say you're rich, I wrote it. Yes, it's all called the ways and habit things you have done to people. It's how I wrote it. People heard bad things about you. They don't want to be around you anymore. They want to stay away. You know somebody doing bad to you. You want to be bothered with them. You want to leave them alone because they're going to do bad and hurt you. Number three. Your gold and your silver have rusted. Now they're taking your gold and silver, putting it in iron, getting more money out of it. That's why it rusted. And your rusted will be a witness against you and will consume your flesh like fire. It will. You take old rusted penny and put it on your arm and skin and let it sit for 5 or 10 minutes. You feel it burning. I have done that. That's why I said I know that. Well, and that's in the last day when you have stocked it up your treasure. See, we come with nothing in this world, and we leave with nothing. We can't take nothing because we don't know if we're going to heaven or either hell. Because not just that. You stock up all your treasure and take these people, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your children, going to get that. Even some of the undertaker might get it from you. So you like to see some of the Pharaoh back in the day. They carry all that gold and silver. Then they got all. They put what they want down there for them to get. Because they know these grand chicks are going to get down there and take the rest, so they kept the rest for themselves. Number four. Behold, the pay of the labor who mow your field. The pay of the labor who mow your field, you're supposed to pay the people. But this you did, which have been held by you. Why are you holding them pay? They work hard, slaving themselves, mowing your field for you, and you paying some other body to sell the crop for you to get more money. That's wrong. See, the people who mow your field, they need to buy food for the children, clothes for them, and keep a place of sleep at over their head. And you holding their money. That's wrong. And go to another who cried it out against you. Yes, the cry have reached against you. And the outcry of the who have harvest have been reached the ear of the Lord. Sabah. It have reached the ear of the Lord. God going to see to that. They pay you what they owe you, plus give you interest. You have lived luxury on the earth, leasing a life of wanted pleasure. Now, we all know what he's doing now, getting these widows running behind them. But they widow and treat them wrong and treat them bad, curse them out, do all bad things. But one of them going to put a trick-or-treat trick on them. It's like this, sir. You have fattened your heart in the days of slaughter. So I let you know that one caught him. She had some fellow man waiting on him. Beat him up, hurt him, and rob him out of his money. Maybe kill him and go in his house, take the rest of his possession. See, when you do wrong to people, what goes around comes around. You ain't getting away with nothing. I'm one of the witnesses of that. I used to do concept doing bad things, but it come around hit me triple time than I thought it would hit. Never hit. So I stopped. God's word is his wrath. His wrath is his word. What he said goes, whether we like it or not. You have condemned and put to death a righteous man. That man was Jesus Christ who to put to death. Oh, the Pharisee, the Sadducee, the elder, and the high priest didn't like what he was saying about them. He just spoke the truth. He spoke the truth of his Father who was in heaven. Told him to do. Jesus was obedient son. A son that everybody wished to be like. I know I did. I want to be like him, every bit of him. And think about it, this is what he did. He does not resist you. So, you rich and had him put to death. Jesus know your heart just like God. All you have to do is ask God, forgive you, beg him, surrender to God. Also, you need humble yourself for forgiveness. And then once you've been repented yourself, then go and be baptized if you ain't be baptized yet. See, God does not resist anyone. He forgives us all. All. I don't care who you is, how rich you can be. He look at the heart. The heartless one he want to see from you. If your heart hardened, bitter, you ain't got time for it. You going to let Satan have you. Exhortation. Therefore, be patient. Ah, that's a good word. Everybody want to rush, and do this and that. You cannot rush and do these things no more. Everything take time. God didn't build this earth in 1 second. It took him 7 days to build this earth. 7 days. Whole days. brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See that? When the Lord gets here, he gonna guide us right. This is the coming of the Lord, the second time. Not the first and I'm gone. He done been there and tried to straighten us, but he had to do what the scripture said him to do. That's what he did. The farmer wait for the precious produce, its produce of the soil, being patient about it. When you plant something, it's going to take time to grow. It's going to take time to grow. Let's say this thing. Until it gets its late and early rain. See, the rain got the produce in it. It got food in it. It got mineral in it. It got vegetable in it. It got strength in it. Rain got everything that we need. That's why we can't live without water. We got to have water. Number 8. You too be patient. We all have to wait to be patient about ourselves, about our doing, about everything in our life. Strengthen your heart. That's what we need to do. Jesus, strengthen me. Give me the power, God. Give me the strength to carry on. My heart's waiting. That's strengthen your heart. You continue asking for strength. For the coming of the Lord is near. Yes, it is. We don't know what day the Lord coming. The Lord don't know that. One person knows, God, our Father God, know when he gonna be here. Because when he get here, we all will know. We all will see him on a big great clouds in the sky, coming down from heaven. Do not complain. Woo, that's a good one. We all like to complain. Why? I don't know. Brothers, against one another. You don't complain about this man or this woman doing that. You want to complain about you. You worrying about the wrong people. You just do your work, your job, what you have to do, and leave other people alone with them. Somebody watching them just like they're watching you. So that you yourself may not be judged. That's the truth. You really like Jericho, the judge people you complain about, they're going to stop complaining about you, what you ain't doing, what you ain't got, what you ain't having. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. And he is. Who's seen God in Jesus since he rose up, besides the people back in Egypt, the ancient time? Nobody but God sees everything that we do. That we do on this earth. And when we do, he knows it. Number 10. As example, brother, for suffering and patience. Suffering. Jesus told all of us, we all gonna suffer. Just like he did. He suffered for all our sake on the cross. He didn't suffer for the joy, for the pleasure. He suffered because he loved us. He didn't want us to go. Because he could have called 10,000 angels and destroyed the world if he wanted us to go. He didn't want us. He loved us. He want all of us to come together and be someone with him. Our Father God is our Father who are in heaven. He raised us. He created us in his image and his likeness. We have to be part of him. Got to be. I'm going to be a part of him. Of course, I'm going that way. This book is guiding me there. I'm going to be there with him. God knows. I'm praying hard, praying for all of you, for all your children of God. We all are children. You all are at peace with God. If you didn't, you won't be here today. We came here to sound document the praises, what we have to give to God, thanking Him, praising Him. Oh God, we love you so much. Take for example, the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Abraham, Moses, Elijah, David, Solomon, and many more spoke in the name of God. Did they listen? Some of them listened. Some of them turned away. Satan got a hold to you. Satan, you destroy things, evolve people like you ain't nothing. Get you down into torment, do what he want with you. You ain't got nothing done. But God, a gentle, peaceful God, asks you worship him. Praise him. Glorify him. I protect you. I am your salvation, he cried out loud. He is. People don't realize that. Number 11. He can count those blessings who endures. You have heard of the endurance of Job. Woo, I won't tell you about him. Endurance of Jim. And have seen the outcome of the Lord dealing, that the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. I'm going to tell you about Job. It's a good little short period about it. Job was a blindest man. He could see you, but foggy-like, blurry-like. Job was a man, praise God, 7 days a week and 24/7 of his life. Job praised God first. Every day, sleep praising God. Wake up praising God. Eating praising God. Working praising God. Talk to the friend praising God. And God got so good and happy about it, bragging about it up in heaven. The devil stepped in one day. He asked, where did you come from? Ooh, I'm just here and there on earth passing through, listening at your conversation. He says, oh, okay, I got a man named Joe. This man praised me, son. He's come first in everything I asked him to do. He do the right thing. Devil trying to turn around. Oh, I bet I could make that man come in your face and curse you down. Joe God said, go ahead, but do me one thing. Don't touch him. You think the devil touched Joe? Uh-uh. God's word is his wrath. When that wrath hit you, hit everything. Joe went down there and got some group of men to rob all Joe's crop and kill his servant, Simon's slave. One escaped and ran to Joe. Joe was just coming out the house. He said, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Oh, some group of men, bunch of men came in the field, took all your crop and killed your servant. I'm the only one survived. And when he got to say, he said, what? Then another one came out the field. Running. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, oh, it's a group of men coming in and took all your animal, all your animals you killed, your chicken, your bird, your cow, your horse, your goat, everything. They're taking everything. And they kill your slave and your servants too. He said, oh my God, what's going to do? Another one came. He going to say, master, master, master. He said, what's now? Your son will celebrate. Your seventh son will celebrate. And he invited the three daughters to come and celebrate with them. Then after a while, the house I shaken. He said, I got out the house. The house, four walls collapsed them and killed them dead. I'm coming to Joe went into the maze of sin. He didn't went no Disneyland, Disney World. He went to Pluto and Venus and Barnes. His mind was gone. He wondered why God was doing these things to him. God wasn't doing it. It was the devil. That was doing these things to him for uncalled reason. Cause he tried to get Joseph to curse God. When you stand your ground with God and obey, be expecting obedient, you will have the right, the strength in your heart. That's how we strengthen our heart. When you accept God as your Lord, your Savior, he is mine. He is yours. He is all of ours. We can't do nothing without him. Lest we pray for it. We got to pray for things that we need in our life. Ain't my son the thing he'll give us what we want. If we earnest, if we honest about it, and if we do the right thing in his name, not ours, in his name, we shall have these things. God willing, are you to obey, to understand his will? God is here for, he put us here for a purpose, reason. Well, let me show you the purpose of. He created us in his likeness, his image. What that is? We is God just like God. We favor God. Jesus loved us so much. He gave his life as a ransom. A ransom on the cross to save us. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the whole world. But he didn't. That's how obedient and loved Jesus was with God. How much he loved us. God looked for the present, the past, the future, way ahead. God had plans. God make plans. God know plans. God created plans. God created everything in divine, perfect, like he wanted. Nothing overruled God. If God wanted to destroy Satan, now he could do it. He's doing his turn, giving Satan the time to turn around and come back to him. He know what he's doing, but Satan, he got rules. He can't outrun the Lord, the master of master, God, the creator of everything. How can you outrun him? I don't care where you go. What did he give you to teach you? You can't do away with it. God can take it back. Okay. Uh-oh. And now, number 12. No, I'm off to number 14. If anyone among you is sick, then we must pray. Heavenly Father, we gather here today to praise our brothers and sisters that who come to praise you, God, strengthen them in their heart and mind and soul so they can be whole again like you. If any one of you is cheerful, then he must sing praises. Heavenly Father, give your love to me. I have it all put together to give back to you. Heavenly Father, your praise is so good. I hear you and I love you. I'm going to be obeyed to you. But that's my praises for now. I know Michael Jackson now. Okay. If anyone is sick, then he shall call for the elder of the church, and then they are to pray over him. When you pray for the sickness, for their sin, and they commit their sin to you, you pray for it, because the sin shall be forgiven. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. That's what you anoint them with. You ask God, the healer. Number 15, say, the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick. And it will. If everybody pray in faith, who believe in God, who trust in God, you got to pray in faith to have the courage. Keep the courage of your life going strong. The Lord will raise him up. Yes, he will. And if he had committed sin, they will be forgiven. Yes, it will, because they have prayed for the sin. This is a righteous man, an honest man. He's weak. We all weak in certain things that we do. We're not perfect. Jesus, only one come on this earth, is perfect. We all weak. We got the devil and the temptation gonna come and give you something, gonna tempt you. Know when you're weak spot, know when you need it. He gonna do it to you. And you give me, I can't help, I can't resist. Then you go right back and do it. Oh God, please forgive me again, give me again. And then you give again and again. Then you're right back at it doing the same thing. You're weak. You're weak in that point. Admit you're weak. Admit your sin. This is what it says, number 16. Therefore, confess your sin to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. Healed. See, you can get out that wickedness, that sickness from devil. You can break him. God created you in his likeness, in his image, not the devil. You keep praying to God and Jesus, those who help you with these things. Okay. And an effort prayer of the righteous man can accomplish much, 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 will go a long, long way. What I say much? Look here. Oh, I done so much work today. You hear that? I done so much work today. You going a long way. You did more than you spoke. Oh, I'll trouble myself so much today. You trouble yourself, overloading yourself. Oh, I'm doing so much of this and so much of that. You constantly pushing yourself. Push yourself toward God. That's what you want to push. Do that much toward him. Not for man, for God. That's why I'm pushing mine at, for God. Elijah was a man with a nation like ours. Yes, our nation is not perfect, but we're the one. The United States is the powerful nation in the world now. Supposed to be. You know, you got other nations strong too. And I'm going to suggest the United States, you got other people doing things better than the United States too. But we connected. We still fight for right. We are coming together as one. That's why we're doing this. We ain't doing brother nation. I feel killing, raping people in their nation, like Mexican people, like some of the German people. We got to watch what we do. We gonna reap what we sow. Listen. And he prayed earnestly. Earnestly. He prayed earnestly. That it should not rain. See, some people just don't believe in God. I mean, that's to try to explain to you. We got a God up there who tell me what to do. To tell you what we should do. And you're not doing it. I forgot the king named Elijah with that time, but anyway, I'm just using for example. If we listen to our prophecies of what we have to do as somebody who's speaking strong word of God and understand it and analyze these things, we will move mountain. But we're not listening, half of us. But he prayed earnestly for it not to rain. And it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. It didn't rain. That lets you know somebody up here doing something down here on earth. And Elijah said, there's a God. If you can't believe that, who shall you believe? God is my witness. That's why I put it. He is my witness. I love him. I get carried away when I mention it. I feel a joy when people talk about him. I feel happy. I feel blessed. Okay, then number 18. Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain. It ain't sprinkling rain. It's poured rain, like you pouring a bucket of water out. It's poured rain. And the earth produced its fruit. There is a God who's doing these things. Not man, God. God doing these things good, gracefully, blessfully. Oh, thank you, mighty God. Listen here. I'm ready for them. Number 19. My brother, if anyone among you strain from the truth and one turn him back. There's a little story behind this here. I'm gonna give it to you. Anyone strain from the truth, that means who got a bad habit, doing bad thing and then wrong thing. Had a good job, lost it. Had a nice apartment, lost it. Had a nice car, lost it. It got kicked out. Right now you're homeless. You're homeless. Oh, your so-called friend, so-called buddy, you know, doing this to you. See, your buddy say, that girl like her. She like him, but he want her, but he don't want her to want you. And you go both either way. He want her, but she don't want him to want him. Either way. But to make him do foolish things, got drunk, make him get so drunk he can't come to where he went to work drunk. No, I told you about this. You got to go home. You fire. I don't need no drunk on my job. If you get drunk, I got the paper. My boss gonna look at me. He gonna fire me. I'm not gonna get fired because of you. Pay attention to yourself when you do things. So, he came to this man. The man see him out of church. He passed by church. The man said, can you spare a dime? $1, $10, buy him something. He said, ooh, you smell. You know, look at him. A nice looking man. You drunk, well, you homeless, you got older. He said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you in a hotel for 2 weeks. You got to look for a job. Can you do that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Then I'm going to let you take a bath while you're in the hotel. Watch yourself squeaky clean. You know what I mean? You got to scrub that dirt and germ back. I'm going to get you a soap washcloth. What size clothes you wear? He told him what size clothes you wear. What size shoes you wear? He told him what size. All right. I'm going to pay for you. Wait right here until I get back. So the boy thinking hard, like he was sort of nervous. What this man going to do for me? So he got in the hotel room. He said, take a bath while I go. I'll be back. Come back with clothes for us. 3 pair of pants, 3 pair of shoes, 3 pair of socks, 3 pair of underwear, 3 pair of shirts, and a hat. He told him, get dressed and listen. Oh, thank you. Praise. He never seen nobody kind thing. But see, that's God's angel he sent. It's another man, but it's God's angel, God's helper to do that. Told him to help this man. We don't know when we're going to get our blessing, our help from, unless we praise God and we lose in touch with God, he'll send somebody for you. Give you the contact, the courage that you need to be blessed with and help with. That's what he did to that young man. Oh, the young man got back on his feet. The guy brought a man to him, said, this man, see, you're a good worker. He said, I'm going to try him out. If you're not, I'm going to fire you. He said, I'm a good worker. So, oh, he worked. The man came back and said, oh, he a good worker, excellent worker. He worked harder than I expect. He worked harder than my people been in for years. He said, well, you'll keep him. The man got back on the feet, brought him a little car. Ain't no expensive car. It's a nice car, get him back and forth to work. Got him a little apartment. Oh, he got a little apartment, bought him some more clothes. That's why he got that. Then his friend, same old savage friend, beat him up, fool him, rob him, trick him. Saw him coming out there with our clothes, a bag of food, or whatever, putting in his car. He said, where you going at, man? I got to go to Bible study. I got to go to church. Okay, so he figured he was lying. He's getting ready. He jumped in his car. He said, oh, he got a little car. He got a nicer car now. They follow. Hey, Freddie, follow that car. He followed the car. The man went inside the church. They're all out there waiting when he come out. When he came out the church, hey, man, come on, let me talk, man, Shirley want to meet you. Brenda want to meet you. All this girly, worldly talk. Man, we party good last night. We party good like that. So you come with it. Yeah, man. So the man who helped him grab him by the arm. Hold it. He said, ain't that the same man or same people you've been with, kick you, beat you up, rob you, and put you out, supposed to be your so-called friend? He said, yes. He said, now, we came here, you came here, asked and begged us for our help, and we gave it to you. You got a nice job, making good money. You got your apartment back, you looking good, and you driving a good car. You see, you're doing good. Now, that's the devil out there. Going to carry you back down and destroy you, divide you. You don't want that. The boys are thinking. He said, now that's what you want. Don't come back here. Leave me alone and the people in the church alone. We all brothers and sisters here. We help each other. That's what the church proposed to do. Help one another who is down and out. Pray for one another who is down and out. Accept their sin when they confess it to you, but talk to them straight. We have to talk to them straight. Put God back in your life. And the man brother walk away, the man grabbed and said, take me back in that church with you and pray some more with me. Come back in the church of God. Save that child. Check the last scripture out, number 20 said, let him know that he who turned a sinner from his error and his way will be in his way of saving his soul from death. He saved his soul from death and will cover a multiple of sin. So that man who saved him saved his soul too. And he covered multiple of sin. God knows what he's doing. God got good feeling. God got good expectation. God is full of mighty and mercy. Our Father God is everything, everything that we desire, everything that we need, everything that we want. Without God, we is nothing. Nothing placed on this earth. Nothing can touch God. Nothing can beat God. God is what we need in our life. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my topic, my subject. I hope you enjoy it, but I'm going to have to pray for this because I enjoy that. Y'all got to finish sending God some praises and glory and honor. And ladies, I love y'all for being here. It's a pleasure to see y'all, ladies and gentlemen, here. It's a blessing to hear me preach this. I enjoy it.